En waarom niet?
Lees hem dan voor.
Nee, dat is toch eerlijk? Als er nou op een dag niks gebeurt in Bergijk, dan ga je toch niet een beetje, omdat wij nou eenmaal een radiostation zijn, opgeklopt nieuws brengen. Dan zeg je toch gewoon, nou, niks.
Ja. Je kunt toch op zoek gaan naar wat er bijvoorbeeld misschien morgen staat te gebeuren, volgende week of weet ik veel wat.
Ja, maar als dat er ook niet is, als er nou geen plannen zijn in Bergijk.
Zijn er geen plannen?
Er zijn geen plannen.
Nergens voor?
Nee.
Dan zijn er ook niet sportnieuws?
Er wordt niet gesport.
Wordt er niet gesport?
Nee. En het gemeentehuis is leeg.
Gemeentehuis leeg?
Ja, heb je niet gezien. De ramen zijn open, die vitrage wappert naar buiten. Het is leeg. Sportvelden zijn leeg. Nee. Er gebeurt niks. Ja. Maar weet je wat ik wel frappant vond?
Nou.
Er staat hier in de Eikelberg. Ja. Verhuisbericht, gemeente Bergijk. Het schijnt dat de hele
gemeente
verhuisd is. Dus daarom viel ik even stil.
De hele gemeente is verhuisd?
Ja, de verhuisbericht, gemeente Bergijk. De hele gemeente is verhuisd naar een nieuwe locatie.
Waar?
Achter Enschede.
Maar voor wie zijn wij dan nu aan het uitzenden?
Nou, voor niemand. De hele gemeente is verhuisd. Verhuisbericht, gemeente Bergijk.
Maar dan zijn wij toch ook verhuisd? Zijn wij verhuisd?
Nee, wij niet. Wij wisten weer eens van niks. Daarom is het dorp leeg. Daarom gebeurt er niks. Daarom kan ik geen nieuws brengen, want er is niks meer. Bergijk is verhuisd.
Nou, maar dat is toch... Wacht even. Dus wij zitten nu voor de katse kut radio te maken. Zonder nieuws.
Bergijk is niet... Ja, beste man, je zit je mij wel aan te staren met je trouwe ogen. Maar Bergijk is verhuisd.
Naar Enschede.
Achter Enschede, ergens daar. Moesten we daar, achter Enschede staat er... Moet u even vragen naar Bergijk. Kijk maar eens door daar. Kijk, doe die vet geworden jaloezie nou eens met je vingers van elkaar. Er is niks meer.
Ja.
Kijk, zie je?
De rijkersrijd is weg.
De hele industrieterrein is weg.
Er staat alleen ons loodje nog.
In een soort, in een soort vlakte. In een soort savanne. Ja, daarom wist ik niks uit te zenden. Ze hebben ons niet mee verhuisd.
Ik word helemaal gek. Dus die oproep van het communicoortje heeft ook helemaal geen zin.
Ja, je kan hem wel doen, maar ja. Voor wie? Bergijk is verhuisd.
Naar achter Enschede.
Naar achter Enschede, daar even vragen.
En wat doen wij nou?
Nou, dat vind ik een enge gedachte.
En Beeks? Is Beeks ook verhuisd?
Ja, alles. Kijk nou toch, één grote savanne. Hier, ga eens op het dak staan. Ga eens door dat luik, ga eens op het dak staan.
Ja, dan ga ik op het dak staan.
Ja, luik open.
Voorzichtig.
Ja. Nou, kijk nou eens 360 graden om je heen.
Er is in de wijde omtrek helemaal niks meer te zien.
Snabbare McWay. Varför ska försäljaren på Lapower blåsa mig och Windows varje timma låsa sig? Visst går det att spela MP3 och i stereo, vad gör det? När jag bara vill spela min Quay, 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 Quay. Spela min Quay, 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 Quay. Alla tycker Quay är så förbannat trist, men jag vet vad. Kom hem till mig så ska ni. Vi ska bli den 133:e hunden i stan med vår klan. Vi
Yeah. Hello there, and welcome to the Swedish Hour. We gotta play some good Swedish music for you, or, well, maybe it's not that good, but at least it's Swedish and it's funny and it's related to the geek culture. And with me in the studio, I have
the Jinx.
Yeah.
And Ronsbach behind the knobs. Yeah. And yourself. Who are you?
Well, I'm Magma from Sweden, and a Swedish hacker who enjoys playing real crappy Swedish music. And the Jinx is not, he doesn't understand any Swedish, so he probably won't understand anything about the song. Do you know, have any idea what the song was about?
I heard some windows or something, but that was all.
Did you hear anything more?
No.
Like MMX?
Oh no, I missed all of that.
Well, the song is about how wonderful his MMX 200 MHz is, so he can play Quake on it.
Yay!
This is a very classic song from the band called Mirkwar. It was from the beginning of the internet when there were two ways to get music at that time. You can download it from Napster, or you can just download it from public websites.
Not Usenet. Not Usenet.
Nope.
So before Usenet.
Yeah. So the only way to get music was Napster or public HTTP. And the only music who were available on public HTTP was homemade music. So basically, you could download a lot of homemade music, customized music, about almost everything. So any music that wasn't commercialized could be downloaded from HTTP.
Nice.
Public. So that spawned a lot of groups that made very alternative music that wasn't mainstream.
And Swedish.
Yeah. And we have an example of that, Mirkwar. They made a lot of songs about how they DDoSed people over modems and how they play Quake.
DDoSing people over modems. Yeah. Nice.
And another song
I hope it works because Ransbach left the knobs behind, so I have no idea.
Probably works.
We'll try.
And another example of music that was publicly downloaded by HTTP was radio rips, because no one really considered that rips from the public radio would have any copyright.
Any copyright violations.
Because we pay it by tax money, so why should anyone bother with copyright?
Yeah, true.
So a lot of music from the public radio were also available online. Here is one example. It's a parody of E-Type.
Men efter en stund så känns det rätt.
after it's done.
Just talk over it.
It is on now. Just now.
Ah.
Rally in P3 is the public service radio that made that song. It's a parody of E-Type, and so the artist here is B-Type.
B-Type?
Yeah. B-type. The song is about a girl who sings that she can dance and she has very, very large boobs.
Ah, large boobs.
That's actually a pretty good subject.
I thought she was shaking with her big brother or something, but big boobs.
Jinx, the only Swedish you know is related to sex and Orleans.
Yeah, true.
So basically the lyrics is, I can dance, I have big boobs, but I cannot sing.
Ah, which is true. Yeah. Absolutely true.
Yeah, and that's a girl singing. And the other male guy, he's only singing in a very monotone voice. And he said, like, I can only take one tone and it's very, very boring. But I have a girl who can dance and with big boobs.
Which is good.
Reminds me of the literal meme where they translate all the video clips in literal.
Yeah, which is a nice meme.
Yeah. Yep. Well, and that is basically summing up all the music that E-Type made. E-Type is a Swedish guy.
I know them from the 90s, I guess.
Yeah, he made a lot of Euro disco in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And he has very large hair and drives a very large SUV.
They're actually Swedish?
Ah. Yeah, he's Swedish. My dad was actually his teacher. And his grades were really
proud of.
His grade was really, really bad.
Then it might be.
Yeah. The only subject he ever got a 5 in was music.
5, yeah. That's probably
all the rest subjects
too much.
A 1, yeah. Which is the worst grade you can get.
You got another song for us?
Yeah, well, we have got some more music. And this is also a very old classic one from the beginning of the internet. I think it's even before Napster.
That's old.
Yeah, so, I got my first MP3 player many, many years ago. It was 16 megabytes big.
Whoa. Nice.
And you couldn't fit so many songs in it, and it was really hard getting music because, you couldn't download it anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember.
But I made some search on Alta Vista and found a band. Like, I can put this in my MP3.
Talking about stuff MP3 you don't player. Hear anymore. Yeah. I was using Alta Vista. Damn.
Yeah. The first MP3 compressor I used took 4 hours to compress a song on a Pentium 75, I guess, because if you had a 486 at 100 megahertz at DX4, it wouldn't play MP3s, but with a Pentium it would.
Because of the extra instructions, just hardware shit.
Yep, indeed. Those were the times.
Those were the days.
Yep. And this song was one of the songs I had in my 16 megabyte MP3 player. The band is called Tunnan and Muruten.
Och en barn i som brukar kocka bajsesprit. Dansar, knackar i ringen och
And that was Tunana Muruten dancing naked in the... how do you say? Well,
dancing naked in the what?
I don't remember the word. Oh. dancing naked in plumbing. Naked. Yeah, well, dancing naked.
Without a point.
Yeah, with poop and having poop on a pizza. So basically, these two guys, they were making music for... They were attending a LAN party called Remedy. So basically, they attended Remedy every year and entered their music compos into the scene.
In the poop category.
No, actually the music category. But well, if they had a poop category, they would definitely put them in poop category.
There is breaking news.
Yeah, Buck Blue's bike is gone. So he's walking. Well, that was the breaking news.
when you see Buck Blue walk by, please tap him on the back and wish him luck getting his bike back.
Yeah.
Do not try to laugh. He is not in a good mood at this moment. I repeat, do not approach laughing.
Oh. Also, if
he's
you
so
see
funny
Buck Blue,
when he speaks German.
He's so sweet when he speaks German.
Yeah.
So, anyway, back to the program.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, and these two guys, they will, all their songs about are about poop and shit and throwing
like
shit
Metal
at
Fonza.
The police and stuff
which
like that.
Which is German.
And they actually have 3 albums on Spotify.
3 albums of poop on Spotify.
Yep. And most of their songs are
the
made
only
like...
albums of poop.
Most of their songs are made like 12 years old, something like that. And they entered a lot of music into their Remedy scene compos back in the days.
Cool.
Cool.
And oh, a lot of people know about them because that was like the only music you could download.
Because nobody wanted to claim rights on them.
Yeah. So it was publicly available on websites because no one bothered to claim copyright.
Cool.
Those were the days.
Yes.
Now even the poop songs and the shitty songs are copyrighted.
Yeah. And well, there are a lot of music that comes from different demo parties. One example is the DreamHack. DreamHack is most famous because they have a lot of guests that smells really bad and they play Counter-Strike all the time.
Yes.
But actually,
I actually know a song from there, The Gates of DreamHack.
Yeah, well, this is actually the same composer.
Ah, nice.
We're not going to play that yet. However, on DreamHack, there are very few people who knows how to build music. And one of them are Radix. So mm-hmm. We're going to play a song from Radix.
Cool.
You should guess what the song is about.
Yep, we'll try.
Mina fantasier om ett livs annorlunda. Ända sedan Windows 3.1 i puberteten har jag drömt att få knappar att ha i verkligheten. 22x13.5 mm CTRL-kontroll som den heter. Den andra, den orkar jag inte mäta. Men som ni kanske gissar så rör det sig om Z. Jag vill ha en möjlighet, superhjälpefärdighet. Göra om att jag har gjort fel, kunna ändra på en del. Varje gång någonting går snett, plocka fram tangentbordet. Mina knappar trycker in, Ctrl-Z. Som man vill göra om. Varför sköt jag på uppsatsen som ska vara in imorgon? Varför hade jag så bråttom och tryckte på en knapp? Formatera C-kolon utan backup. Chippa ett Wii med strömkabeln i. Dessa bara språk, hur dum får man bli? Strunta i en räkning och betala imorgon. Sen kommer kronofogden och knacka på dörren. Mycket det man ångrar inkluderar alkohol. Som när jag shotade tequila med ketchup och tvål. Jag drack lite mycket och ryktena är sanna. Jag blir filmad när jag dansar till botten, Anna. Det finns mycket sånt som man vill ångra. Man tog nu för mycket, sen börjar man hångla med vad man trodde var en tjej man träffade på krogen. Men när man vaknar dagen efter har det gått åt skogen. Jag vill ha en möjlighet, superhjälpefärdighet. Göra om att jag gjort fel, kunna ändra på en del. Varje gång någonting går snett, plocka fram tangentbordet. Mina knappar trycker in, Ctrl-Z for the win. arbete, spenderade massa timmar på mitt arbete. Gjorde en film ungefär som den här, men med kodex och skit så fick jag besvär. Det blev ingen med det, jag lämnade in för sent, sen glömde crew kolla sin FTP. Om du nu ser detta videospår, gjorde jag inte samma misstag i år. Nej, där skulle inte refrängen vara, men som tur var funkade kontrasätta bra. Men jag vill ha någonting som funkar analogt, så jag kan ångra detta nödrymmet men funkar vågt. Jag tog en tuschpenna och ritade på meny, en typisk Windows edit-meny. Jag tryckte ungefär 100 gånger skulle jag tro, men likförbannat funkade inte undo. Jag vill ha en möjlighet, superkänsla.
Yay. So I have to guess what it is about. Well, I would guess the only part I got was Control Z for the win. So it's about making mistakes and pressing undo a lot.
Oh, yes,
I thought woohoo, I won.
I thought I heard the word faggot.
probably.
One part of the lyrics, he said that you're out in the bar, you think it's a girl, but in the morning you just want to press Control C.
So actually the word faggot could have been there.
Yeah.
We both are right, but you're more right than me.
Yeah, he thinks that he wants to be a superhero, and the superhero power he wants is Control C.
Oh, nice.
So we can undo all his mistakes.
That would be a good superpower.
Yep. Yeah, especially when you wake up really, really hangover in the morning.
Like yesterday.
Like all days.
Or when you wake up and look next to you and the girl is a whale.
Yeah.
Some people will have that problem.
I think that's your department, Daniel.
Yeah, I know.
Whale hunting, and he's not even Japanese.
No, I seem to be kind of Japanese in that way.
Yeah, whale hunter.
I like sushi and whales and. Good.
Yeah. Next song. Please.
Yeah, well, it's actually from the same guy, Radox, and this is his latest song that he released, this DreamHack. And it's a little more straightforward, and I think it's more, and it's actually in English as well, so it's more easy to understand. So here we have Captain Jack Sparrow.
Oh, Captain Jack Sparrow. This is the aim of Captain Jack Sparrow. This is the bail of Captain Jack Sparrow. This is the curtail of Captain Jack Sparrow. This is the detail of Captain Jack Sparrow. This is the exhale of Captain Jack Sparrow. This is the fail of Captain Jack Sparrow. This is the rail of Captain Jack Sparrow. This is the pail of Captain Jack Sparrow. This is the entrail of Captain Jack Sparrow. Of Captain Jack Sparrow. This is the jail of Captain Jack Sparrow. This is the jail of Captain Jack Sparrow. This is the of Captain Jack Sparrow. This is the mail of Captain Jack Sparrow. This is the mail of Captain Jack Sparrow. This is the pay of Captain Jack Sparrow. This is the pain of Captain Jack Sparrow. This is the great rail of Captain Jack Sparrow. This is the other rail of Captain Jack Sparrow. This is the sail of Captain Jack Sparrow. This is the train of Captain Jack Sparrow. This is the unveil of Captain Jack Sparrow. This is the veil of Captain Jack Sparrow. This is the whale of Captain Jack Sparrow. This is the X of Captain Jack Sparrow. This is the Yale of Captain Jack Sparrow.
This is the zebra of Captain Jack Sparrow. This is the oar of Captain Jack Sparrow. This is the air of Captain Jack Sparrow. This is the air of Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yay, and it was the Swedish alphabet. Oh, yeah. And and A.
So all the thing that Captain Jack Sparrow has from A to
A. A to A.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, actually. I only know A to Z, but...
Yeah, well, the Swedish alphabet has three more letters.
A to A.
And he didn't really find it, couldn't find any words for the last ones, so it's like, O actually means... It's a character in the Swedish language.
Yeah, A with a degree thing.
Yeah. Like Oa means is a river.
We have the river
A. It's the last character, and it means island.
You know, the
island.
A with a circle on top, and it's the oh. And we
went to the Orleans store.
And looked at all the stuff they got there. Oh.
Oh. Oh.
And
oh.
The people looked at us like we were morons. We actually...
Well, we kind of were.
I think you're actually like looking at all the girls outside, actually.
In Stockholm, girls are very, very pretty indeed.
Yes.
You lucky bastard.
Yeah, you should have seen those two when they were in Stockholm. They were only photographing, taking photos of blonde girls.
Yep.
Everywhere.
With the zoom lens.
Yep. I got a 300 millimeter lens just for that purpose.
Just to sit on the emo stairs and take pictures of nice girls.
Yep.
From way across the street.
Very short skirt.
What's the emo stairs? What's it called?
Forgot. The circle square.
Circle jerk square, yeah.
Yeah, the circle jerk square. What's it called?
Sergels torget, and they get the emo stairs, we call it emo trappan, where all the emos of Stockholm are like...
There.
Yeah.
There.
And they were really easy to get into your bed, right?
Yeah.
Do you wanna?
Yes, give them some razor blades. They're emos.
Hey, little girl, want some razor blades?
Yeah. You already got one snitch. Make some new ones. I'll use the existing one. Yes.
All right.
Something with levels of civilization.
I got some more music from DreamHack.
Are they as educative as the last one?
No, it's not.
Educational.
Educational.
Yeah, this is about an idiot who plays Counter-Strike.
That sounds like... Headshot, men det var väl bara röta. För jag hatar den pistolen som sägs ska kunna döda. Jag vill köpa något annat, typ en AK, handgranat, kevlar och hjälm, sen är det bra så. Så det går till, vi slår till när du minst anar. Glider rött med AVP, dominerar varenda bana. Bombplant på B, dags att sticka dit, yo. Trots att jag inte har lika bra aim som Heaton, men det gör inget. Springer dit och sprayar stället. Samma sak, jävligt kul hela jävla kvällen. Någon cheatar, någon whinar, någon är bra, någon suger, någon fake nickar. Men man vet att de ljuger. Glider runt, kastar flash, handgranat, teamkill. Fan vad kass och går det när man är skitvild. Hem från jobbet spelar CS, är jävligt taggad. Vad fan är det för skit när servern laggar? Du tror verkligen att du är all that, men du får fan inga kills utan wallhack. Plötsligt i radion, jag behöver hjälp i mitten. Jag springer dit utan att det ger, så skjuter jag honom i pitten. Jag är en tönt som spelar Counter-Strike vid datorn och vrålar. Jag är en tönt som spelar Counter-Strike, dricker Coca-Cola. Jag är en tönt som spelar Counter-Strike. Jag är en tönt som spelar Counter-Strike hela jävla dag. Jag är en tönt som spelar Counter-Strike vid datorn och vrålar. Jag är en tönt som spelar Counter-Strike, dricker Coca-Cola. Jag är en tönt som spelar Counter-Strike, är med på alla lag. Jag är en tönt som spelar Counter-Strike hela jävla dag. Lyssna på den här låten, för den är verkligt fet. Ingen våldsironi, för Counter-Strike är ju verklighet. I alla fall för oss som har hamnat i träsket. Och ska du med oss och spela, så får du för fan hassla på fläsket. Det går undan, för det är redan dags att spela prack. Och när vi dominerar, så blir det mera kax. Sen slutar det med att någon whinar. Någon kommer till klanen och frågar om de får trya, men sluta fråga. För vi är ett gäng divor. Vi sitter och snackar skit om era klan i Ventrilo. 16 000 behövs för att rädda dagen, för då kan jag inhandla alla vapen. Colten äger, för den är inte alls svår. Glider runt och får massa headshots på DAS 2. Det är bäst du är redo,
För vi sprider terror. Fan, server verification error. Jag är en tönt som spelar Counter-Strike vid datorn och vrålar. Jag är en tönt som spelar Counter-Strike, dricker Coca-Cola. Jag är en tönt som spelar Counter-Strike, är med på alla LAN. Jag är en tönt som spelar Counter-Strike hela jävla dagen. Jag är en tönt som spelar Counter-Strike vid datorn och vrålar. Jag är en tönt som spelar Counter-Strike, dricker Coca-Cola. Jag är en tönt som spelar Counter-Strike, är med på alla LAN. Jag är en tönt som spelar Counter-Strike hela jävla dagen. Yo! Berserk! IFKCS! Team Kalix! Och Tered på micken!
I'm an idiot who plays Counter-Strike. That's basically the like the message of the song.
In the last part, just now, did they say Telecomics?
No, they didn't.
Okay,
the only things I could make out Whatever. Were Counter-Strike, Team Kill, and Coca-Cola.
Yeah, they don't drink a lot of Coca-Cola.
If he was a real idiot, he would have drunk Pepsi.
Yeah, well, talking shit about other Counter-Strike clients in Ventrilo.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So basically, it's a typical DreamHack song where, like, they're playing Counter-Strike, and a lot of people are still playing Counter-Strike and DreamHack, and I don't really understand. It's such a crappy game.
Yeah, it is.
It's old and it sucks. But either I can't really understand the visitors to DreamHack either, and so I just get drunk at DreamHack instead. Haven't been sober a single time at DreamHack.
That sounds like most Scandinavian people on demo scene parties.
Yeah.
Especially the Finnish.
Well, Finnish are worse, indeed.
They're finished before the party starts.
We were at X2010 last year in October, and some Finnish guys came by car. They in Germany, they just bought a couple of bottles of vodka, mixed it with licorice, and drank it all, and then when they arrived on the train, they fell asleep in some sort of drunk coma, puking all over themselves. Their friends had to roll them around a couple of times so they would be able to breathe, which is kind of nice to be able to. And then 2 days later, he just wakes up and goes,
beer.
And well, he took a beer and was there, but yeah, he missed like the first 2 days of the event. So.
And it was only two and a half days. So, like,
yeah, so
sounds like typical Finnish people, actually.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
They should have called it Finnish land.
and when you mix vodka with salmiak, the Finnish people call it salmiakki.
And that is actually pretty tasty.
Yep. Well, we call it drop shot in the Netherlands, I guess.
Yep. I wouldn't really agree because I don't like licorice.
Yeah, but we're Dutch and we like licorice.
Strange Dutch people.
I can has all the licorice noms?
Yes, you can.
I think you're getting pretty annoying, so I got a bot for you that gotta kick your ass out of the channel.
Okay. Oh my god, no!
Not bot!
No!
Yes?
No!
Jag känner en bot. Hon heter Anna, Anna heter hon. Och hon kan banna dig så hårt. Hon röjer upp i våra kanal. Jag vill berätta för dig att jag känner en bot. Jag känner en bot. Hon heter Anna, Anna heter hon. Och hon kan banna dig så hårt. Hon röjer upp i våra kanal. Jag vill berätta för dig att jag känner en bot. Som alltid vaktar alla som är här. Och som ser till att vi blir utan besvär. Det finns inget takeover som lyckas. Kom ihåg att det är jag som känner en bot. En bot som ingen annan slår. Och hon kan kicka utan att hon får. Och gör sig av med alla som spammar. Ja, ingen kan slå våran bot. Jag känner en bot. Hon heter Anna, Anna heter hon. Och hon kan banna, banna dig så hårt. Hon röjer upp i våran kanal. Jag vill berätta för dig att jag känner en bot. Då kom den dagen jag inte trodde fanns. Den satte verkligen kanalen ur balans. Jag trodde aldrig att jag hade så fel. Men när Anna skrev och sa jag är ingen bot. Jag är en väldigt, väldigt vacker tjej. Som nu tyvärr är väldigt främmande för mig. Men det finns inget som behöver förklaras. För i mina ögon är hon alltid en bot. Hon heter Anna, Anna heter hon. Och hon kan banna, banna det så hårt. Hon röjer upp i våran kanal. Jag vill berätta för dig att jag känner en bot. Som alltid vaktar alla som är här. Och som...
How long is this outro?
It's way too long. But I know that Buck Blue actually liked the Dutch version of this song.
Yeah,
the one with Het klinkt heel rot, maar je hebt een uitgewoonde grot. Yep, that one.
That was Boat and Anna. Yep. And that song was really popular among geeks and people that actually were on IRC
and
at the time.
Stupid
until
people.
It became mainstream.
Yeah.
So basically, we really liked this song until it became mainstream because it wasn't as fun when a lot of like young girls were singing, "Ah, jag känner en båt." Båt means boat and it's not about a boat. It's about a bot in an IRC channel that kicks people out.
Yes.
Yep. What so, bots are supposed to do.
Yeah. But you probably know the lyrics. It's a...
We do.
Turns out that this isn't a bot, it's actually a real girl that is called Anna. That is kicking all the spamming people out of the channel.
How noble.
Yeah, but a lot of people think that it's about a boat. Even the Swedish people. And I heard the Dutch people
we also
made a cover on the song that they sing that, about a boat.
Yeah, it is. And it's crappy. The boat is in a canal and blah, blah, blah.
And about worn-out vagina.
Yeah, the worn-out vagina version is a lot better.
Yeah.
I'll see if we can play it tomorrow or some other day.
The vagina version.
Yeah, it's het klinkt te rot, maar je hebt een uitgewoonde grot.
Yep.
La 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 la, geen idee meer verder. Whatever.
No idea what the rest of the song was.
And the literal translation would be, it sounds a bit bad, but you have a worn-out vagina.
Yeah, but then it rhymes in Dutch.
Yeah,
your language is amazing. Sometimes
you had some. You had a song I heard for the people who are vegan on the premises.
Yeah, we have some vegan friends with us, and we have
they make coffee
and vegetarians
for us,
and we
Laura,
have
the translator girl.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she's cute.
Yeah, we got a special
for a vegetarian.
Song for all the vegans in here.
The vegan vegans?
Yeah, the vegan vegans. Yeah, we got a song for all the vegetarians and the vegans. So, I think they gotta join this.
Fan råbiff går bra. Nej, men jag tycker alltså folk som gillar vanlig korv, fanbiff, köttbullar, de får aldrig göra sin röst hörd. Det liksom finns inte, va? Vanliga korvälskare då? Ingen som snackar om. Hur gott det kan vara med en korvbit. Det snackar de aldrig om.
Nej. Då kommer vanlig späckekorv. Präckekorv på biff.
Nej.
Vi vill ha riktig mat.
Och ingen grönspenat.
Nej, ingenting som gror.
Det ska vara gris och kor.
Vi säger aldrig äsch.
Till bullar utan färs.
Så inga gröna blad.
Nej, heller korv med spad.
Kotlett och revbensspjäll.
Och gärna frikadell.
Vi säger aldrig äsch.
Till bullar utan färs.
Mamma ska.
Yay!
Yay! Somebody forgot to cue the mic set to open.
Oh, sorry.
that's a sidekick.
Yeah, that song was about bacon and how we should eat real food such as grinded meat. And
ground meat.
Grinded meat and...
Ah, wait. DJ Sidekick wants to add something to the show.
Sidekick is not sidekick. But you can say sidekick. But cause you're
thank you.
Because you're the faced. Yeah. Yeah. So, well, nothing actually. I just came in and saw you guys doing some stuff, and I was like, if the face is on the air, then it's bound to be something with good smack.
Yeah. But yeah, this actually, time it's Swedish, Swedish good taste. Good taste. So, what's the Swedish word for the Swedish sentence for good taste?
Good taste?
Yeah.
Bra smak.
Bra smak. I only know Swedish. Mein Klose, or mein Nosse, mein. My balls.
What?
Yeah. Please pronounce it.
German. Real
No. It's something in Swedish. I don't know. Some guy told me once I was like in group 8 camp or something. So, and we would like to know some more foul words in Swedish because that's what kids want to know.
The only one I remember is for fun.
I can book another slot and like introduce you to some really, really
just naughty
sober. Swedish words.
Naughty Swedish words. Just 1 hour full of naughty Swedish foul.
Yeah, I could do
foul
that.
Mouth.
We could claim an hour and just make it into a course. Being vulgar in Swedish.
Yeah.
And
no
you
problem.
Just say the words and we try to pronounce them ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Swedish 101 for foul mouths.
Or you write them down and then we try to pronounce, then you show us how the correct pronunciation. Whatever.
Yeah. For a phonetic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got some phonetic Indian music as well?
No.
No?
No.
No?
We only have Swedish music.
Swedish music. Only Swedish music.
Only yeah. Swedish music.
Right.
Swedish, yep.
So can you understand something of the Swedish music or is it really...
Well, we just had Ma Bacon, which was a cover of Ma Baker with lots of meat in it.
Oh, that's that you can understand.
Dedicated to all the vegetarians in here.
Yeah. So, Breno, if you hear this, he doesn't.
But I have another Swedish classic and I think you understand a little of it.
Okay.
I think I do. I know which one it is.
Is it ABBA?
No.
It's better.
Better.
No,
we'll
game
play
that
non-mystery
he,
music here.
He selects the music and, yeah. we're guessing what's it about.
Okay.
And the only words I hear is faggot and that kind of stuff. And he actually
and
gets some of the meaning. So.
Okay, so let's give it a go.
Yeah.
I en rosa helikopter ska jag flyga hem till dig. I en rosa helikopter, ja då flyger.
Ah.
And that was the Pink Helicopter.
Yep. I kind of... there's some helicopter sound there.
Yeah.
That gave it away. No, really. I did understand a little bit of it.
So do you know what the song is about?
It's about a pink helicopter flying through space. But that, but you told me that.
So that's cheating.
Yeah, you. So with a pink helicopter, I gotta fly through space to you.
Ah.
And this song became really, really popular on DreamHack. I think this was 2001, 2002.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. Pretty awesome.
When these girls were, I think they were like 12 or 13, something.
They kind of sound that way, and there's some things autotune just can't fix.
Yeah. But when the girls became older, they just disbanded the group. Because they were too old.
Too bad.
Yep. And it seems like compliant anymore.
Geeks like music with silly lyrics and with young girls until it becomes mainstream.
Yeah.
Yep. Because if it becomes mainstream, it's crap. It sucks.
It's time to find something new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're all and the group Peaches, they also performed live at the Remedy Game Zone. LAN party. I think it was 2002, maybe 2003.
And they were 13 then.
Yeah.
That's already too old, you know.
Yeah, and a lot of gamers were like standing there.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Sad gamers.
Sad.
Yeah, we got some more music that is really popular on DreamHack that is still played. So, you know, take a guess what this song is about.
Okay, I'll try.
Så himla rätt. Rårätt. Och kärlek det smittar väl inte. Men det har det faktiskt gjort. Jag älskar dig. Jag gillar din stil. Och du är så fin.
Du är den sexigaste jag har sett. Hey!
Little Sweetheart.
Little Sweetheart, and
then
she's
you know what
singing,
the song is about?
Well, she's singing, I want to have sex with you, blah, 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 I want to have sex with you.
Yeah.
So that's at least the only part I heard. So.
Sex midi?
Yeah.
Midday,
yeah.
Yeah, day, whatever.
Basically, it's like, Little Sweetheart, I really want to have sex with you.
Hmm, okay.
And it sounds like a really young girl, but
it was
no one knows how old the girl is, and I don't think we want to know.
She's probably 55 or something.
It doesn't have to be a girl. If you use the right filters, you can just upload
yeah,
male
can just
voice
fake
to
it.
This. Yeah, there's no problem with that.
And, well, the next song is, they actually say how old the girl is, so you should, next song you can guess how old is the girl and what is the song about.
Okay.
Yeah. So, taking a guess, I'd say it's a 12-year-old girl who drinks tequila and her daddy doesn't like it.
Oh, no, it's almost. The song is about, she's singing, hey, I'm 14 years old.
14.
14.
14. So
it was
2 years off.
Yeah,
2 years off.
Yeah, 2 years off. The lyrics is, I'm 14-year-old girl, come and look at me, come and touch me, and buy me alcohol.
Too old.
So basically she's singing like, can you buy me alcohol because I drank homebrew last week, so can you please buy me real alcohol?
Swedish homebrew is actually pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're Jonsbuck and I are
cleaning, right?
Yeah, I'm using it to clean my my PC keyboard and screens and stuff. Oh, there's a garbage truck outside, so when you think we hear some diesel noises...
It's the garbage truck.
The German garbage truck.
Deutsche.
Yeah.
Mülltruck. Keine Ahnung.
Is it actually a Mann truck?
I don't know.
Which is different than Mann sauce, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think, well, you're almost out of time, or you are out of time.
Yeah, we are out of time.
So yeah. Let's introduce our next program. Your mic is open.
Great one, yeah. Now we continue with the latest morning show in the world. I'm barely awake and I'm trying to, send you some nice music. And DJ Psychic has the controls. I hope he has. Is he prepared to give you something to listen to and to
first
wake up?
Kick these guys out of the door.
Yeah, in a nice and polite way, please.
In
leave.
A nice and polite way, leave.
Get out of my studio now!
So that's not very nice, man.
Okay, please. Have a good time on the camp. And what's your next show anywhere?